Good morning. Today is February the 5th, 2025, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you'll open your Bibles with me to the book of the Revelation, the final chapter, number 22, I'd like to share some verses with you this morning, beginning in verse number 10. And he said to me, "Do not seal up the word of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy, and let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still himself be holy. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, as we read these texts in the final book of God's Word, the book of the Revelation, we understand from the Lord through the Holy Spirit as He spoke to John about those that will continue to do wrong at a time of such as which is the end. About those as well that still be filthy, the word says, and still be filthy. And let the ones who are practice righteousness, let them still practice righteousness. And the one, beloved, who is holy, still keep himself holy. For God's word clearly teaches us that those of us in a state of life, in a state of our understanding before God, will most ways remain that way if we don't change, if we don't seek the will of God in our life. You know, verse 12 says, as the words of Christ, "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done." Jesus says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." You know, all things that were done by God have been created by God, and all things that are today in our life that are blessings, beloved, are surely by the hands of God. We need to always take the time to respect and to thank and to praise and to glorify the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, for all the many, many blessings that He does each and every day in our life. You know, as so many times that I bow and I pray and I praise God for all the good things and the blessings that He provides in my life, I always remember deep down inside there are so many, many things that God blesses us with each day that we never even thank Him for. So many things that enter our life that come, it seems like most times, without our understanding of, but yet God provides the blessings, even the very breath of life that He provides to us this day. You know, beloved, Jesus gives us many stern warnings in this message as He presents. He speaks of the fact in verse number 14, "Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city." Beloved, He's speaking of the city of heaven. He's speaking of washing your robes as being that of salvation, the cleansing and renewing of our spirit away from the things of old, away from the things of sin of this earth, and into the new things, the cleansing and renewing of salvation that is made possible to you and I today only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. May we always be mindful of God's great love, beloved, for you and me. And may we always be mindful as well that we are the witness for Christ in this world this day. You know, so many things go on in our lives every day. Things that we see go on around us. We have circumstances that may present in our life. We may have situations that come up that we'd rather not to be in the middle of or be a part of. But you know, they're there. And the way we act and the way we react, as well as the way people see us as that of children of God, as that of children of Christ. May we as well today be that light in a dark world, as today we know those around us as they watch us, as they see the way we live our lives as Christians. May we reflect that of the love and the peace, the understanding and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ our Lord. I would ask you to bow your heads with me. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we're truly thankful, Father, for the blessings of life just waking us up this morning, Father. We're grateful and we're thankful, Father. Lord God, we'd ask you today, Father, that you would just search our hearts. We'd ask you to search our spirits today, God. We'd ask you to renew us from within inside, Father. Lord, as we've read in this book of the Revelation, these final few verses, Father, written and given to us, Father, as understanding about your coming. Lord, we know that your coming is soon, Lord. We know that when you return, Father, you'll return for us as your children, those redeemed, Father, those that have been cleansed and renewed through the shedding of your precious Son's blood on that cross on Calvary. God, today we thank you for that. We praise you, God, for all the many, many blessings of life that you provide to us this day. Lord, even as I mentioned previous to the people, Lord, I would ask you to just receive our thanks for the things that we never praise you for, that we never thank you for. May you receive, God, the praise as alone you're truly worthy. God, today we pray for those that are sick and those that are shut in. Lord, we know there's many, many today, Lord, that are walking at the edge of life. We'd ask you, Father, today just to be with them, be near and dear their families, Father, and allow your grace, your mercy, and your love, and your truth, God, to just be by that bedside. May you just comfort them, Father. May you just wrap your arms around them, Lord God. And thank you, Father, for being there. Thank you, Father, for bringing comfort to their families. Thank you, Father, for just letting us know, God, that you're always with us as your word declares, and you'll walk with us even into the end of the age. We're thankful, Father, today that we never walk alone, and we always walk beside you, Father, as you walk beside us. Father, may this day, may you lead us and guide us unto paths of righteousness as your word declares, Lord God. Lord, may we be that one that you describe out of the verses, Father, the one that is holy. And Lord, may you continue to keep us holy, Lord, as we know that in ourselves there is no holiness, but through Christ all things are made possible. Lord, we thank you for that today. We thank you for this powerful truth. Lord, we thank you for the many listeners today, God, that listen to this broadcast each and every morning of the week. We'd ask you, God, to just bless them for their faithfulness. Lord, may them and may us as well today, God, remain faithful to stay rooted in your word each and every day of our life. Father, may again this day, may you have your right of way and have your will. And God, may you provide the peace that we need in our hearts in this dark world. God, I would ask you today, Father, that you would just allow this message today to just speak to our hearts. Father, not because of the lips that spoke it, Father, but rather, God, through the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. May you bless us, may you lift us, may you encourage us, and may you lead us and guide us, Father, today unto paths of righteousness. Father, may today you lift us, guide us, and direct us, Father, through this day. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly is above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.